This podcast is brought to you by Howie Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
Do you think the market reaction is a reaction to the markets realizing the president simply does not tell them or the world or this country the truth about this situation?
I believe that's the case. Now, it doesn't mean the market wouldn't still go down, but it wouldn't collapse, I don't think. Now, who can say?
President Trump inherited an economy from Obama-Biden administration that was given to him.
He's my favorite economist.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But if we invest in ourselves, China will not be, as they say, in most still China come from Claremont, Delaware. Not a patch on our team.
In English, please.
Together, I think we can win back the House. We're going to keep the House, increase it.
And this is sad.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
This is not to fearmonger. It would be irresponsible for us to create panic when it's undue. That being said, we know 80% of the population is going to survive.
Man's practicing fuzzy math again.
It's not our country's fault. This was something that we were thrown into, and we're going to handle it, and we have been handling it very well.
As you requested, Mr. President, that all the insurance companies here have agreed to waive all co-pays on coronavirus testing.
Unchained and unstoppable.
I talked to Sam Kennedy last week from the Red Sox, and I think that, you know, the decisions that the sports leagues will have to make, whether or not allowing people in the arena, those are going to be based on some facts that they're looking at today. Right now, the marathon is on April. There are conversations happening, but there's no definite confirmation of what's happening. I think this is a very fluid situation.
I'm talking about very important stuff here.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. Dr. Johnson used to say patriotism is the last refuge of a scoundrel. I think we can update that today. We have a news story. Coronavirus is the last refuge of a scoundrel. Hunter Biden's lawyers have alerted the Arkansas judge presiding over the child support lawsuit against him that he will be unable to travel to the scheduled court deposition this week. Do you know why? The virus. Yes. It's too dangerous to get on a plane from L.A. to Little Rock, apparently. He was due to give a deposition tomorrow in the ongoing child support case. He has a little son, Burisma Biden, by his stripper paramour from D.C. But his lawyers told the court that Biden will be unable to attend due to the "quote unquote" risks involved with travel. The appearance is burdensome and oppressive. He doesn't want to turn over his financial documents, so we can all see how much he made from Burisma and all the other Biden familial enterprises he's been involved in, like the $1.5 billion from China that he got.
And how much his paintings go for on a regular basis.
Yes, painting. He's an artist now, you know. He's an artist with a $12,000 crib in Beverly Hills and a Porsche. It is unsafe for the defendant to travel. Does that include the Porsche, too? As travel restrictions have been implemented both domestically and internationally, particularly on airlines, due to the coronavirus.
We need to get a billionaire to offer up his jet. Trump should offer up his private jet. Say, you know what? If you don't want to fly on a regular plane, we will fly you there.
He has Air Force One now. What's happened to Trump One? Is Trump One available
for Hunter.
The latest filing in the case also points to quote-unquote intense media scrutiny on Biden due to his father, Joe Biden's campaign for president.
Does that increase your chances of corona if you have more media scrutiny?
Can we just set up a Skype or something so we can give the deposition and swear him in and get him under oath at his in his Where do his gallery? Painters have galleries, yeah, right? But, or don't they have some French name for galleries? I think they do.
But Howie, if he was doing a Skype, you know what he would do when he got a tough question? He'd pretend the screen was frozen.
Right.
Or he'd just stay still.
Or he'd have some signal so that someone would begin calling him. Excuse me, Judge. Got to take a phone call. All right, time now for the Chump Line.
Everywhere you look, the government's telling you to smother your hands with alcohol-based sanitizer. Yet when the one event when everyone has alcohol in their hands comes along, the mayor cancels it. I don't get it.
Something tells me that guy's not really all that concerned about it, but it was a good joke nonetheless. The St. Patrick's Day parade in Southie he was referring to, of course.
They did have to give people a warning, though, not to use Tito's vodka as hand sanitizer. That was a story that was circulating.
Folks, on Sunday, you can still get drunk at home.
Are you worried about coronavirus but can't find hand sanitizer? Then you need Honest Howie's hand sanitizer. For only $100 per bottle, Honest Howie will send you his odorless, alcohol-free hand sanitizer delivered discreetly in a Poland Spring bottle. Order today.
For those of you in Florida, I have Honest Howie has available Zephyr Hills bottles. It's packed, so no one will steal it from you. People will think of it as just a regular old water bottle. If you're in Texas, Honest Howie's will deliver Ozark water bottle sanitizers to you. The Chump Line is brought to you today by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, whose wicked awesome windows and doors are only available through better lumber yards and window professionals.
Hey, Howie, Biden did work at a coal mine. He was the canary.
Yeah, I would, if I had to take somebody in a game of Jeopardy, I would take the canary over Joe Biden at this point.
Howie, I'm a little ahead of you on the math, but it's also clear. If 80% of us survive coronavirus, there will only be 600 million Americans left.
Women. 600 million American women. Come on. There were 720 million women in the workforce. So come to think of it, though, what about all the elderly women and the younger women? Probably close to a billion women. And that means there's a billion guys, too. So 2 billion people. Why are we worried about China having more population than us? According to Joe Biden's numbers, I think we have more than China.
Governor Baker is so serious about the coronavirus, he ordered his son not to touch the breasts of any women, even if they're awake.
I like that one. It's terribly unfair. We don't know what has happened to Gropey's case, but the U.S. attorney has taken it under advisement.
I'm looking at a bumper sticker in Cambridge that says "Any functioning adult." Why do people hate Biden so much?
I haven't seen that one, Any Functioning Adult.
I have. I see it a lot, actually. It's supposed to be a dig on Trump. Like anyone but Trump.
Right. Like in 2004, it was re-defeat Bush. Like Bush had lost the 2000 election, right?
Ugh.
Yeah, they've always got these
passive-aggressive, lame bumper stickers.
Right. By the way, headline in the Boston Globe today, Elizabeth Warren still dead.
Hey, Howie, can I invoke one of those red flag laws on Joe Biden? I just saw a video of him saying he's got a couple of shotguns, but I don't think he can handle them.
You know what? Some of the gun rights groups have been going after Chuck Schumer, saying that the red flag law should be imposed on him because he threatened people. You know, that's one reason they're supposed to come. The cops are supposed to come and take your guns away if you threaten people. And he threatened those two Trump nominees, appointees to the Supreme Court. But you know what? You're absolutely correct. I mean, do you really want Sleepy Joe with an AR-14? Or an AR-15, for that matter?
There once was a senator called Plugs, who didn't sound like he was drunk or on drugs. But that's no longer so for Sleepy Joe. Now when he makes sense, everyone gives him hugs.
You know, just because you sound drunk doesn't mean you're necessarily drunk. Joe Biden has proven that. You can't just be generally non compos mentis, not of sound mind. That's Joe Biden. That should be his campaign slogan, non compos mentis.
If wishes were AR-15s, dog-faced pony soldiers would ride.
Lying dog-faced pony soldiers would ride.
Howie, Millwald calling. What's this I hear about not having enough corona testing kits? I thought they had one in every police cruiser.
Yeah. Bill, did you see Alex Jones last night at the last call down in Travis County?
Lawrence Welk, a dime a dozen? You people are nuts. He was good. He was great. I used to watch him in reruns with my dad. By the way, my dad's 102 years old.
Yeah, my aunt and uncle would be up around 115, 120 that were seen on one of the recent reruns on PBS. And incidentally, speaking of Bill Weld in Texas, I think Bill Weld finished behind Joe Walsh in the Texas primary. And of course, they both finished 90 or so points behind President Donald Trump, the incumbent.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right. That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time. Each weekday, the Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, whose wicked awesome windows and doors are only available through better lumber yards and window professionals.
Everywhere you look, the government's telling you to smother your hands with alcohol-based sanitizer. Yet when the one event when everyone has alcohol in their hands comes along, the mayor cancels it. I don't get it.
Yeah, you know, remember in the old days in the St. Patrick's Day parade, I saw a picture today of Dapper O'Neill, the former city councilor. He's wearing a big badge. Kiss me, I'm Irish. That will not be in favor this year.
Elbow bump me, I'm Irish.
I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Oh, okay. Didn't hear anything. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the Boston Marathon be canceled?
I don't think so. I'm less sure than I was earlier, but no, I'm still going to say no.
59% still say yes, it will be.
All right. Now, Taylor just found some clean audio of Joe Biden going back and forth swearing at the guy in the hard hat today in Michigan. This was this morning. But let's start playing it, and I'll just stop it when we have. I have you bleeped out the S bomb there?
Yes, Taylor? I have. Yep.
Thank you. Good. Just had to make sure. Okay, go ahead.
These union workers that have been working countless hours under the Trump administration, I'd like you to explain how you plan to not only keep us working, but how you intend on getting the union vote when there's a large portion of the union workers that are gun enthusiasts, and you are actively trying to diminish our Second Amendment right and take away our guns.
You're full of s***.
All right, thank you.
Now, shush. Shush.
Wait a second. Wait a second. The guy watched on TV. He said Beto O'Rourke is going to be my gun czar. Beto O'Rourke, this guy obviously keeps up with the news. He knows that Beto O'Rourke said he was going to send cops into houses to get people's guns. And then Biden has the audacity to say that he's full of bleep. Go ahead.
Second Amendment, just like right now, if you yell fire, that's not free speech. And from the very beginning, I have a shotgun, I have a 20 gauge, a 12 gauge, my son's hunt. Guess what? You're not allowed to own any weapon. I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds?
So when you were with Beto, when you said you're going to take our guns,
I did not say that. That's not true. I did not say that.
It's a viral video.
It's a viral video like the other ones they're putting out that are simply a lie.
Your voice.
Wait a second. Hold on. He says his son's hunt. One of his sons is dead, and the other son, I think, is. I think we need a red flag intervention with Hunter. Does anybody want Hunter to have a gun?
Just because his name is Hunter doesn't mean he actually goes out hunting.
Well, and that's what he said.
If he is out hunting, he's hunting two-legged deer.
Yeah, he's hunting guys that have Bolivian marching powder in the men's rooms of the local bistros in Los Angeles, and he's hunting strippers in D.C. Go ahead.
Oh, he just clarified it.
Wait. Take your AR, your AR-14s.
Okay, this is not okay.
There it is, the AR-14.
Don't tell me that you're going to go outside.
There's a lot of guys.
Hey, a lot of guys
want
it.
I'm not worried. Hold on. Give me a break, man. Don't be such a horse.
You're pushing up on me.
There it is. Don't be such a horse's ass. So I didn't hear that before, but somebody else heard that. Don't be such a horse's ass. He's swearing at the guy. My son's hunt. I'm gonna call the red flag. I'm gonna call 911 and tell the LA cops that Hunter's got a gun. I'm Howie Carr.
Here's how it works with my retirement accounts, and I'll bet yours too. If your 401k, your SEP, your IRA, whatever, is going up, you probably don't think very much about it, right? But if it's going down, well, there's nothing much else you can think of. So for the last couple of years, none of us have been worrying much about those quarterly statements. But lately, it's gotten a little worrisome. It's not that bad, not yet anyway, but what goes up must come down. Now is the time to start thinking about adjusting your investments. Gold and silver have always been a hedge against stock market volatility. Uncertainty about the future has traditionally meant rising prices for precious metals. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company I trust. Give Orion a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling Orion Metal Exchange now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. That's 800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
844-500-4242. Former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu was on Fox News Channel yesterday, and he suggested that Hillary Rodham Clinton might be angling for a spot on Joe Biden's presidential ticket. I think as almost everything the Clintons do, there is a bigger purpose behind what's going on. She's got this big multi-hour documentary out on Hulu, as you know. No, I haven't seen it, nor have you, I dare say, but it's out there, and it's getting written up on the internet and in newspapers. So joining us now on the line is former Governor John Sununu. Thanks for being with us on the line, Governor.
How are you, Howie?
Very good. Governor, you campaigned for many offices over the years. Did you ever swear at a guy who you were trying to win the vote of and then tell him not to be a horse's ass at the same time and then misidentify some kinds of firearms, and then when your handlers tried to pull you away, tell them to shush? Did you ever do any of that stuff? I don't recall it.
You're asking me if I ever did a Joe Biden.
Yes, exactly.
No, I did not do a Joe Biden.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
It really goes to the heart of the dilemma and the depth of the hole that the Democrat Party has dug for themselves. They now have to, in my opinion, go through two and a half phases to get to the election. The first phase is how do they nurse Joe Biden through the primary process without a preponderance of Democrat voters deciding I can't take this anymore. And so they're changing rules on the debate. They're going to let him sit down. If I were Bernie and they let Biden sit down, I would stand up at the debate just to make the point. But then his handlers are cutting him down to 7-minute speeches. So assuming he gets, and they probably are going to try and avoid every debate they can under some pretext.
Well, the pretext is coronavirus. He's canceled his speech tonight, as has Bernie. The son, Hunter, says he can't go to Little Rock to give the deposition in the paternity suit. You know, I mean, I think this is going to be their fallback, isn't it, Governor? Coronavirus.
Yeah, but at some point, the Democrat voters that want to be involved in the selection are going to say enough is enough. Look, the coronavirus situation has probably got another serious month to run. That doesn't mean it'll be gone by then, but the if you will, the emotional part of dealing with it will begin to wear out at that point. They got to get Biden through. They got to get him to the convention with approximately 45 or 50% of the pre-selected votes, and then they're going to push him over the top with the superdelegates if they have to. Then they've got to figure out how do they deal with him in a general election, because Trump is not going to let him get away without debating, and Trump is not going to let him get away without having to face the public. And in between those two phases, they got this strange how do they handle the convention and how do they handle Bernie's delegates post-convention? So they are really in a tough, tough position, and you're going to see a lot of creative politics as they try and prop up Joe Biden and keep Joe Biden from being Joe Biden.
Well, let's go on to Hillary Clinton. I mean, how can they seriously consider putting Hillary Clinton on the ticket? I mean, that woman was the Typhoid Mary of American politics. Twice she entered a presidential race as a prohibitive favorite to win not just the nomination, but the election. And she couldn't make it either time. And she failed miserably twice.
But they're in an odd position. I'm not saying I'm predicting this is going to happen, but I'm making an observation that this is in the calculus, if you will, of why Hillary Clinton is keeping her face in front and why they're going through this whole process of not making a commitment to begin with and so on. She knows that whomever is Joe Biden's vice presidential nominee, if Biden gets elected, will probably serve the last 3 years of his term, because Biden is just going to not be able to complete his term. And so she sees an opportunity there. She thinks that the Democrats are going to have to put someone on the ticket that they have previously, as a party, endorsed as presidential, and that leaves John Kerry or Hillary Clinton. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying this is what the Clintons' calculus is of what they think they're going to try and force to happen.
But you know, I mean, Joe Biden, I think we all agree, his health, at least mental health, is feeble. I mean, why would you put another person whose health is feeble on the ticket?
To win the election. I don't think a Kamala Harris or a Elizabeth Warren or any of
how about Klobuchar?
The women who were.
I mean, she's nothing to write home about, but she's better than Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris, isn't she?
I don't. Yeah, she is. But I don't think any of those three have a serious enough capacity to convince the public that they are presidential timber. They demonstrated their inability to show Democrats that they're presidential timber. How are they going to show the broad electorate that they're presidential timber?
Well, was Tim Kaine a real prize as the vice presidential candidate in 2016? He didn't do anything for anybody.
People saw through the weakness not only at the top of the ticket on the Democrat side, but number two. And that's part of, you know, all these things contributed to Donald Trump getting himself elected.
You know, John Sununu, you've been around. You were in state politics. You were in national politics. Do you think the vice presidency really, whoever's picked, does that really mean all that much?
In the case, yeah, it does with Joe Biden at the top. It really will. Because of his of everything we perceive as his problem, his lack of acuity, demonstrating that he's not all there. The vice presidential pick for the Democrats, if Biden is at the top of the ticket, is absolutely crucial.
You know, you're a wise elder of the Republican Party. What would the Republicans do?
You keep referring to things in an oblique way of saying I'm old.
I'm just saying you've been involved in the higher councils of the Republican Party. Is that a better way to put it? I'm just saying, let's look at a Democrat. Okay, and Ed Rendell. Let's take Ed Rendell as an example, right? He was offended when Elizabeth Warren said she was running against rich people, and he said, "Hey, you're willing to take my money and my friend's money a year and a half ago. Now you don't like us." So what are the Ed Rendells thinking now about Joe Biden? What are they going to do?
They're panicking. And that's why I think they're trying to say, okay, if we can get this guy the nomination, how do we beef up the ticket so that people are not afraid of putting this ticket, Biden plus X, into the White House?
I would just think they would be more concerned with figuring out a way to push him aside. Once they get rid of Bernie, push him aside before they even get to Milwaukee.
Well, that may be their plan B. It could even be their plan A. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just talking about the dilemma they're in and the agony they go through every night when they go to bed and try to figure out what they're doing. This is a deep hole they've dug. And they may rue the fact that they kicked Mike Bloomberg to the side.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Do you think they really wanted to kick him to the side, or was that just the voters who did it? And, you know, with a little bit of help from Elizabeth Warren deciding to play Marco Rubio, or deciding to play Chris Christie?
I think it was all of that, plus the fact that Mike Bloomberg has such a thin skin that he was completely embarrassed by his performance and just thought that he couldn't take any more of the abuse, especially putting out $250 million a month.
And now some of his campaign aides are saying he's reneged on his promise to keep him on the payroll until November. What a shock, huh? You just told
they should have read the fine print and the back.
So where do you think the Bernie bros are going to go? Because they're pretty angry, but they got a few months to get over it before the convention in Milwaukee.
Well, that's really the big $64 question. And to his credit, Bernie has been trying to create a climate that will keep him in for the party. I have to give a guy credit when he does the right thing, even though I think he's a little bit loose upstairs. But where his people go is a big question. Where the Ocasio-Cortez piece of the Bernie crowd goes is a big question. Where the aggressive Bernie bros go, how do they deal with a campaign? What do they start doing to Biden when it's clear that he's going to lose? You know, they may mellow over time, but I suspect the minute it's clear that Bernie is gone from this thing, they're going to have an aggressive 2 weeks helping everybody else pound on Joe Biden. So their role in this campaign could be significant. And, in fact, they could make a big difference in the general by staying home.
Don't you think there's some similarities between the Democrats this year and the Republicans in 64? You know, in your heart, you know he's right with Barry Goldwater. But then at the end, it became clear that all these people were maneuvering for the next cycle. Like Reagan made the speech for Goldwater. Yes. Nixon began campaigning. Don't you think AOC and that crowd, they're getting ready to pick up the pieces here in the fall if things really fall apart for the Democrats?
The difference is that Goldwater really did represent the majority of what the Republican Party was becoming that day. AOC, I think we're beginning to find out, represents the loud and aggressive part of the Democrat Party, but not the majority of the Democrat Party. And I think if this thing falls apart, the Democrats are really going to go home, decide who the young Turks they have are that embrace capitalism in one form or the other, and start pushing them to the forefront. They really have a problem when the face of the party is Bernie Sanders, 77-year-old Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, and Nancy Pelosi. That's a really serious part of the problem of that party. Yes, we have a president in his 70s, but when you look at the rest of the faces of Republicans that show up on TV, they're all in their 40s and 50s.
Yes, they are. That's a good thing, even though some of them are now quarantined briefly, however briefly.
Well, with social media, we can do everything from home, right?
I hope so.
Rob a bank. Although I guess with a hacker, you can rob a bank from home nowadays.
All right. Governor Sununu, thanks for being with us. Always a pleasure
thanks,
to have
Howie.
You on. Thank you. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
The more I think about it, the more I think they're going to use coronavirus as an excuse to keep Biden off the campaign trail. I don't even think we're going to see him down here in Florida, you know, before the primary next week. Or we'll see him maybe very briefly, maybe at an airport in Miami or Tampa. You know, but he's not going to be going door to door. He's not going to be shaking a lot of hands, that's for sure. He's not going to be slapping elbows either, because
he's bumping elbows.
He had enough of that today with that hard hat in Michigan. We'll play that cut again in the final hour. Let's take a couple of calls here though. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just don't think there's any way that Joe Biden is going to want to debate Donald Trump. And I think it's going to be a hard time to get that debate scheduled. And I think he's going to try to avoid it. And it might not happen until right before the election.
But how could he avoid it, John, though? I mean, he's the challenger. You know, it's usually the incumbent that wants to avoid the debate.
Right. But, I mean, he might want a teleprompter. Who knows? I mean,
a teleprompter hasn't been doing him any good. They've been trying that. They got to do so. Maybe they should write stuff on his hand, John.
I'm just saying that he's just going to want to avoid it at all costs.
Oh, and obviously.
He's going to be hard-pressed. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I don't think he can.
They have to push for a lot of debates. Donald Trump has to push for like three or four of them. And, you know, we might just get one.
Yeah. I think he'll get more than one, but I don't think he'll get four. That's for sure.
A few months ago, we were talking about who the Democrats were going to run. And my little brother said, I think they should skip this year and wait And my mom looked at my brother and said, "It doesn't work like that, Brian. You don't skip an election cycle." And now that I'm looking at this and they're going to put up Biden, I'm thinking they kind of are doing that in a way. They're kind of throwing in the towel with this one.
They don't think they are. They think they can ram it through. That's part of what coronavirus is all about, is just scaring the hell out of people, cratering the stock market, causing a recession. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Howie. I think that Hillary's only concern right now is staying out of jail. And the best way for her to do that is to stay in the public eye to the best of her ability, so that any attack on her will be considered political rather than legal or judicial or whatever. That woman is scared, and she's a mean.
I disagree. But, if you want to talk about the ultimate way to stay out of jail is to become president, and you can pardon yourself, right?
Well, that's exactly correct. I mean, she's doing this is the only game she can play.
Yeah. I think she's a victim. I haven't watched the Hulu special, but you read the quotes in the newspaper. She still thinks, what did she say? "I'm the most investigated innocent person ever." Well, number one, there aren't really a lot of innocent people out there. And the last person who should be talking about her innocence is Hillary Clinton.
I bet O.J. Simpson would say the same thing.
Yeah, right. I had a lawyer once, and he'd say, "Don't say you're innocent. Say you're not guilty. That's more accurate. Because guilt, you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt." That's my law lesson for the day. I'm Howie Carr.